We all want to be successful.
我哋每个人都想成功嘅。
When I state the following names, what comes to mind?
我一阵会讲一堆嘅名俾你，大家会觉得你哋会谂到系乜嘢咧
？Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby.
Donald Trump.
蓋普。
That's an interesting reaction. Yes. John Grisham.
John Grisham.
David Jeremiah.
David Jeremiah.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
They're all successful.
他們都是一些成功的人士。
In one form or another.
可能在不同的範疇上面他們都是成功的。
People become successful.
一般人變得成功。
They write books.
當他們成功時他們會寫書。
Or books are written about them.
或者有人為他們寫書。
We buy them.
我們去買他們的書。
We read them.
我們去讀他們的書。
And then we want to be successful too.
當然我們都想成功。
We all want to attain success.
我們都想得到成功。
And I think that's true in any culture.
無論你不同的民族，你都是放諸於盡的。
It doesn't matter if you are Canadian.
無論是加拿大人。
Indonesian.
或者是印尼人。
Russian.
俄羅斯人。
Portuguese.
或者是葡萄牙人。
Chinese.
中國人。
Or any other ease.
或者任何的人。
We all want to be successful.
我們都希望能夠成功。
That crosses international boundaries.
是我們橫跨國際的境域的。
And so we go into our local bookstores or look online.
我們去本地的書局或者在網上。
And we try to find ways to be more successful in many fields.
我們都嘗試去不同的範疇裡面得到成功。
Whether that be leadership.
或者是領袖方面的。
Or relationships.
關係上的。
Or business.
做生意的。
Or cooking.
甚至是烹飪。
Whatever it is.
無論是任何的科目。
But what is success?
但是究竟什麼才是真正的成功呢？
What is this thing that everyone is reaching for?
我們每個人所追求的是什麼呢？
The scriptures talk of success.
今天我們所讀的經文是講到成功的。
God wants you to be successful.
神希望你能夠成功。
Now that means something different from the world's definition.
神希望你的成功的定義跟世界上的定義是有不同的。
I believe the Bible defines success in this way.
在聖經裡面成功的定義是怎樣呢？
Success is God's glory being seen in your life.
成功的定義就是榮耀在你的生命上能夠彰顯到，神的榮耀在你的生命上能夠彰顯出來。
His will being accomplished through you.
他的旨意透過你能夠得到成就。
And so I have a question for you this morning that I want to answer.
我想問問你大家，今天有個問題想問大家。
How can I be successful?
我怎樣能夠成功呢？
From God's perspective.
在神的角度來看。
There's an answer to that question in Joshua chapter 1.
你的答案可以在約書亞記的第一章裡面找到。
And so if you have your Bibles,
如果你有聖經的話，
turn with me to the first chapter of Joshua.
我們打開約書亞記第一章。
I will read it in English.
牧師會用英語來讀。
And Ivan will translate it in Chinese, and you can follow on along in your translation.Joshua chapter 1.
約書亞記第一章。
The first 9 verses.
一至有九節。
The principles of success.
成功之道。
We read, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord,
耶和華的仆人摩西死了以後。
The Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant,
耶和華曉喻摩西的幫手亂的兒子約書亞說，
Moses my servant is dead.
我的仆人摩西死了。
Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan.
現在你要起來和眾百姓過這約旦河。
You and all this people.
你和这些百姓
into the land that I am giving them to the people of Israel.
往我所要赐给你以色列人的地去。
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses.
凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory.
从旷野和这利巴嫩直到伯拉大河客人的全地，又到大海日海之处。
No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you.
我怎样与摩西同在，也必与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them.
你当刚强胆壮，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给你们的地。
Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go.
不要，只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你遵守、谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Have I not commanded you?Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我岂没有吩咐你么？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
From this text, I would suggest to you there are three principles given to us for a successful life.
透過依九節經文，我可以告訴你們，達成成功的三個原則。
They are number one.
第一個，
courage.
你要有勇氣，即是剛強壯膽。
Three times the word courage is used in this text.
在這個經文裡面曾經三次講到要剛強壯膽。
Verse 6, 7 and 9.
第六節、第七節和第九節。
We are called to be courageous.
我哋系神要我哋要系有刚强壮胆嘅。
And as we enter 2017,
我哋而家进入2017年。
We do not know what lies before us.
我哋唔知道前面喺我哋前面有乜嘢事发生。
Every day we turn on the news.
每日我哋打开电视机。
And there's always something new.
經常都有新事物發生。
Usually a tragedy.
通常都係一啲悲劇。
And we live in a world where we do not know what's going to happen next.
我哋而家生活喺一個世界上面，我哋唔知道呢個世界唔知道明天有咩事發生。
It's a small world.
係一個好細小嘅世界。
And things that happen on one end of the globe.
呢個喺呢個世界上所發生嘅事。
Have dramatic impact even on the other side.
會有對另外一邊嘅世界有好大嘅影響。
We are not isolated from one another.
我哋人與人之間唔係有分離嘅。
It can be scary.
係非常之可怕。
I ask myself, what kind of a world are my kids going to inherit?
我問我自己，我將來我哋嘅兒女會有咩嘅角色會做
？Or my grandchildren?
或者我嘅孫女、孫仔、孫即我兒我個孫。
Where are we going?
我哋去何去何从
？For Israel,
我喺以色列人讲
，They are entering a new era.
佢哋进入一个新纪元。
But it was scary.
对佢嚟讲系非常之惊恐嘅。
As we enter the book of Joshua, one significant event faces them.
当我哋睇呢个约书亚记嘅时候，佢对喺佢哋面前嚟讲系一个好大嘅事啊，发生咗。
One critical event has changed everything for them.
有一个好重要事发生，呢件事嘅发生所令所有事都系改变。
Their leader was dead.
佢哋嘅领袖系死咗。
Moses was no more.
Moses， 摩西唔再唔喺度啦。
The one who had led them for 40 years.
摩西带领咗佢哋四十年。
Was off the scene.
而家唔再见到啦。
They had no idea what lay ahead.
佢哋唔知道喺前面摆佢前面有咩事发生。
For them, it was a new year.
对于佢嚟讲，依个好似一个新年一样。
Now what?
我哋而家要做乜嘢咧
？And as we stand on the precipice of 2017,
当我哋而家面对2017年嘅时候
，life can be like that.
我哋嘅生命都好似一样。
We don't know what's coming.
我哋唔知前面有咩事会发生。
We can be full of fear.
我哋可能会充满恐惧
，or apprehension，
或者系忧虑。
I don't know what's happening in your life even today as you look down 2017.
我唔知道喺你嘅生命上有咩事发生，当你集定2017年嘅时候。
I don't know what the situation is in your life.
喺你嘅生命上而家系喺咩光景
？But I do know that new beginnings are often scary.
我经常都知道有一个新开始嘅时候，有时都会有恐惧嘅事。
There's an uncertainty before us.
因为前面有不明嘅事。
But we don't need to stop there.
但我哋唔可以停止。
To retreat in fear.
我哋因为恐惧而退后
，jump in a hole，
或者系向前嚟跳，向前跳
，and cover the hole，
去呢个
cover the hole，
去呢、这个遮盖嗰个洞。
That's good. We don't know.
我哋唔知道。
But we are encouraged in this text as Israel didn't know.
我哋喺个经文里边，我哋被鼓励。
They were to have courage，
因为呢个以色列人佢哋有呢个勇气。
And we always have one of two options， don't we？
我哋经常都有一两个嘅选择嘅。
When we don't know what the future holds，
当我哋唔知道面前有咩事发生嘅时候
，we either can be filled with fear，
我哋可能会惊恐
，or with courage，
或者我哋好勇敢。
And the choice is ours，
呢个系我哋所决定嘅。
It's either resistance，
或者我哋去抗拒呢啲事
；or persistence，
或者我哋去坚持落去。
We go backwards，
我哋后退
；or we go forward，
或者向前行。
What will it be for us as we enter 2017？
喺2017年里边，我哋会点样做呢
？Ahead，
我哋向前行
；or back，
或者我哋后退。
I want to look ahead，
我哋想向前望。
Now our courage isn't based upon our own abilities。
有时我哋会可能会决定系因为我哋自己嘅能力。
No, it's not just pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps.
我哋唔系话将我哋自己将喺自己扶起自己。
You know, you can do it.
啊，你可以做啦。
I have news for you.
我哋有一个新嘅消息话俾你听。
You can't do it.
你可以做。
I want to tell you right now.
我可以而家话俾你听。
That I can't do it.
我唔可以做。
On my own, I have no courage.
靠过我自己，我哋嘅能力，我自己嘅勇气，我做唔到。
Ask my wife，
问我太太。
I can be a coward，
我可能系好软弱。
I like it safe，
我喜欢乜嘢都唔改变。
I like my ducks in a row，
我希望我哋嗰个所有嘅都系一样嘅。
So by nature I'm not a courageous person，
我自己唔系一个好有勇气嘅人。
But，
但系
there's a foundation for my courage here，
我嘅勇气系基于一啲嘅事。
This, the courage that the people of Israel were asked to have,
呢啲系以色列人被人叫佢要咁样去做嘅
was based upon three truths about God.
佢哋嘅所有嘅勇气系建基于三个真理，喺神里边嘅真理。
Number one, their courage was based upon God's promises.
第一个个勇气嘅建基系喺神嘅应许里边。
Verses 2 through 4.
第二到第四节
God promises to give them this land.
神应许赐俾佢哋笪地
And to go with them.
与佢同在一齐去
And he says, because I'm with you.
佢话因为我与你同在
And I promise to look after you.
我系应承过去看管你嘅
You can count on me.
你可以依靠着我
And then you can be courageous.
你就咁样就会有勇气啦
Then you will can do what I ask you to do.
你就可以做到我要你做嘅事
The promise of God would give them courage.
神的应许会俾佢哋有勇气。
Because they knew he was faithful to keep his word.
因为佢哋知道神系对佢哋系忠实嘅。
God has made promises to us.
神对我哋嚟系俾我哋有呢个应许。
And my courage is based on those promises.
我嘅勇气系因为就呢啲咁嘅应许。
He's promised me salvation.
佢俾我哋有呢个救恩上嘅应许。
He said that we are his children.
佢话我哋系佢嘅儿女。
He's promised to us the crown of life.
佢赐俾我哋生命嘅冠冕。
Spiritual fullness.
属灵嘅丰盛。
He's promised to supply all your needs.
佢供应我哋一切所需。
Oh, by the way, do you believe that?
你相唔相信啊？
Good. The psalmist says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread.
在诗篇里面讲到话，我见到那些不会给那些人需要面包人给石头他。
He's promised to hear your prayer.
他会聆听你的祷告。
He's promised you a hope.
他应许我们有指望。
He's promised you a future.
应许我们有未来。
He's on your side.
他站在你那边。
He loves you.
他爱你。
That's his promise.
这个是他的应许。
Then I can be courageous.
因着这样我有勇气。
I can move ahead.
我可以向前走。
Because God's got me.
神会带领我们。
Secondly, it says we can be courageous not only because of his promises, but because of his presence.
不单止神对我们的应许，是神是与我们同在。
Verse 5.
在圣经的在约书亚书一章第五节
，He says, just as I was with Moses,
他说正如我与摩西一样
，I will be with you,
我与你同在
，I will not leave you or forsake you,
我不会抛弃你，亦都不会离弃你。
That's a wonderful promise.
这个是非常之美好的一个应许。
As we enter 2017,
当我们进入2017年的时候
，God is with us.
神与我们同在。
He will never leave you.
他不会离开你。
He's always beside you.
他永远都在你身旁与同在。
It's because he is a loving father.
因为他一个是这么可爱的天父。
And as Israel was in the desert,
当以色列在这个旷野的时候,
God's presence was with them all the time.
神的同在经常与他们一起。
And so it is with you, my fellow Christian.
同样，他们都同你一样，同一样都是与你同在。
That God is always with you.
神经常与你同在。
He, by the Holy Spirit, lives in you.
透过圣灵，他在你身上住在你身上。
And I can have courage.
所以我能够刚强胆壮。
Thirdly,
第三点，
we can have courage because of God's power.
我们能够刚强胆壮，因为透过神的大能。
See, it's not just that he promises things to us, and that he goes with us, but that he is the power to do what he has promised. There's all kinds of people in the world that have a great philosophy. But we don't just have a great philosophy. Our philosophy is real. And he has power. He isn't empty in strength. He's full of strength. I'm not. But he is. Bible says that I can do all things through him.
圣经讲我透过我靠着耶稣基督，我凡事都能做。
Who gives me the strength?
他赐俾我力量。
As I face 2017, it's not about what I can accomplish.
当我面对去到2017年，唔系净系睇到我可能够做到乜嘢。
But that what he wants to accomplish through me.
系佢能够透过我做咗乜嘢。
If we go back to the time of Joshua.
当我去到约书亚嘅时代。
The task was impossible.
神俾佢哋嘅工作系几乎系唔能够完成嘅。
Conquering the land with those few people，
去征服嗰啲迦南地，靠着呢班以色列人。
But it wasn't about them。
但系唔系因着呢班人。
The minute you keep your eye, get your eyes on yourself，
你嘅时间，当你净系睇到自己时候
，it's hopeless，
系冇希望嘅。
That's why 10 of the 12 spies said， forget it。
所以嗰十二个探子话：，哎，唔好去啦。
Those people are too strong.
那些人是太强大了。
But two of the men had faith.
只有兩個人有信心。
They believed in the power of God.
他們相信神的能力。
That's why they had courage.
所以他們有一個勇氣。
I don't know what God is calling you to do in the coming year.
我不知道神呼召你今年做什麼。
But I want you to know that He'll give you the power to accomplish it.
但我知道無論他叫你做什麼，神一定賜給你力量去成就。
Sometimes I think our dreams are too small.
有時我們的夢想太小。
Our God is too little.
神是太小。
And so we're bound by our view of God.
我們經常被我們的對神的定義捆綁。
But the God of this Bible is a big God. It's bigger than me.
大過我同你。
Way bigger than me.
大咗好多。
He's bigger than you.
大過你。
But he can do amazing things through you.
但佢能夠透過你成就一啲奇妙嘅事。
What is God calling of you to do in this year?
今年神呼召你做乜嘢咧？
I don't know.
我唔知道。
What's God calling for our churches to do in this year?
神呼召你教會今年做乜嘢咧？
I don't know.
我都唔知道。
But he does.
但佢就知道。
And he wants to do more than we can imagine.
佢希望你能夠做到你自己認為自己可以做到。
If we let him.
如果你願意佢嘅做，
If we have some courage.
如果你有勇氣嘅話。
I look at the city of Richmond.
我哋喺 Richmond 呢邊住。
There is need in Richmond.
喺 Richmond 呢邊有好多嘅需要。
I go to Costco.
我去 Costco.
And there's need.
嗰度有需要。
There's people. People everywhere.
周圍都有人。
But I see need.
我需要睇到人嘅需要。
But I believe that we serve a God who has the power to do something about the lostness of the people of this city.
我相信我哋嘅神能够为到呢个城市里边所失落嘅人做一啲事。
But it may take some courage.
但系需要你哋嘅勇气。
To move forward with Him.
同神一齐向前行。
Lots of people say it can't be done.
好多人话哎冇可能会做到嘅。
But the Bible isn't a can't book.
但是在聖經裡面說可以做。
The Bible is a can book.
聖經是一本說可以做的書。
So I would encourage us to have courage as we enter 2017.
所以我鼓勵大家要在2017年裡面要剛強膽壯。
And to claim Ephesians 3 verse 20.
在以弗所書的3章20節。
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think.
神能照著運行在我們心意裡面的大力，就是充充足足地成就一切。
According to the power at work in us.
超過我們所想所求的。
That's the power that we have as Christians.
這個就是我們作為基督徒所有的能力。
But we need His strength.
但我們需要祂賜給我們能力。
Success comes with courage.
成功是要透過你的勇氣來得到的。
Based upon who God is.
是靠著神。
Do you know that God?
你認唔認識呢位神呢？
You walk with him.
你係咪與同行呢？
2017 will be successful.
2017年就會成功，如果你與同行。
Principle number two.
第二個嘅規嘅定義。
Compliance.
我哋緊守遵行神。
Courage.
勇氣。
Compliance.
我哋緊守遵行神嘅旨意。
Two things about compliance or doing what God says.
有喺緊守遵行裏邊有兩方面。
First of all, is the extent of that compliance.
第一個就係關於呢個緊守遵行係涵蓋到邊個地方咧？
There are interesting terms used in verses 7 and 8 that we should not miss.
喺第七同第八節裏邊有個好有趣嘅字眼，我哋唔可以忘記。
These terms are all inclusive.
呢個字就話一切。
It says, only be strong and very courageous.
只要剛強，大大壯膽。
Being careful to do according to all the law of Moses.
遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
Some translations say that we are to do everything that the law says for us to do.
有啲嘅翻譯話我哋要做神所吩咐我哋所有嘅事。
The success of the people of Israel was conditional upon their obedience to the word of God. After they conquered Jericho early on in Joshua, they were given a rude reminder as to the seriousness of this command.
神吩咐他们做一些很严重的事。
They thought that the city of Ai would be a quick conquer.
他们觉得以为艾城很容易就会打进去的了。
But there was sin in the camp.
但是这个亚干犯罪。
Just a little disobedience.
只是一小小的罪而已。
And they were defeated.
他们就被人打败了。
One little act of disobedience.
只是一小小的不顺服而已。
Caused a catastrophe.
影响一个很大的灾难。
Success isn't only about courage, it's also about compliance.
成功不是只是讲到你勇气，但是要我们都要顺服。
It's not just about walking with God.
不是只是与神同行。
It's about obeying God.
但是也都要依从神的吩咐。
Obeying Him in everything.
服从在每一方面里面都服从神。
Are you obedient?
你们是不是顺服神呢？
Or are there some rooms in your house that you don't want God to go into?
或者在你屋里面有些房间你不愿意神去进入呢？
Because the principle of obedience applies to us as well.
因为这些的顺服的原则在我们的身上都是适用的。
Could there be some perhaps just insignificant little sins that keep you from having success in your Christian walk?
会不会在你的生命上有些好像极微小的罪，就是因为这些罪影响我们与我们的基督徒生活呢？生命呢？
The psalmist said, If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
在诗篇里面讲，我说，我若心里注意罪孽，主必不听。
Sometimes I think, oh, this one doesn't matter so much.
有时我们觉得，啊，这些事很小事，没什么所谓。
You know, and we always find the issues that people have in other people's lives, they're more significant than the issues that we have in our lives.
有时我觉得这些好像很微小的事，但其实在我们的生命上是有很大的影响。
That person has a real problem.
某一个人，这个人是有很大的问题。
I just have a little issue.
我只是犯很少罪而已。
We maximize other people's.
我们将对方无限扩大。
But we minimize our own.
我们自己就很容易放过。
But everything is significant.
其实在神里面每一件事都很重要。
And I must root out in my own life
在我们的生命上面,
anything that stands in the way of my walk with God.
任何事阻碍我与神同行的话, 我都要放开。
So first of all, the extent of my obedience must be complete.
我们对神的服从必须是全面性的。
But secondly, not only do we talk about the extent of our compliance,We also talk about the exactness of our compliance.
我哋唔系净系讲我哋嘅涵盖到去边一边，但我哋都要讲到嗰个服从嘅准确性系精确性系到边度。
At the end of verse 7, it says, "Do not turn from the law to the right hand or to the left."
第七节下半部讲到话，使不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
So that you will have good success.
所以你可以得到顺利。
There's no room for compromise.
我们在神的面前是没有一个妥协的空间。
We might say, well, that's just a little bit off, not a big deal.
你可以说，哦，只是犯了少少罪而已。
But that requires a keen sensitivity to the Holy Spirit in our lives.
但我们需要这个圣灵在我们的生命上行的话，我们必须要有敏锐的触觉。
We want to be careful.
我们必须要小心。
I remember back in my youth group days.
我记得当我在一个年轻小组的时候，
Our youth leader said to us,
我的领袖告诉我，
Why is it that we also always want to go so close to the fire as we can without getting burnt?
为什么我们会有时会走到那些火旁边呢？我们不知道会烧我们的吗？
Stay away from the fire.
离开的火吧。
We need to be careful.
我们需要小心。
And to run from sin.
我们要即是不要再犯罪。
And to value purity.
我们一定要有一个纯洁的心。
Paul talks about running a race.
保罗讲到这个奔走的路程。
With our focus on Jesus at the finish line.
我们要以主耶稣成为他们的终点。
We're warned to keep from being distracted.
不希望受到任何的一个影响。
To have a wholehearted commitment.
我们要有一个全然的这个委身。
To our Lord in his ways.
去神的面前。
So whether that be our taxes.
无论我们要去交税。
Or our exams,
或者考试,
or our business,
或者我们做生意的,
or simple relationships with our neighbors,
或者我们和我们邻居的关系,
We want to live 2017 with integrity.
我们需要在2017年以诚信来过活。
That I would stand before my Lord at the end of this year.
所以去到2017年的最后的时候，我们是站到神的面前。
Saying that I have done my best.
我已经尽努力做到最好了。
Comply with His word.
我已经就遵循你的说话。
And His will.
同埋你的旨意。
Principle number three.
第三点。
Courage.
勇气
compliance
信服
contemplation
我们还要思考
contemplation
思考
verse
8第八节
this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth but you shall meditate on it day and night
你的法书不可离开你的口总要昼夜思想好使你遵守遵行这书上所写的一切话
Courage and obedience do not happen in a vacuum.
这个勇气同埋信服唔系喺真空里边嚟发生。
Whereas courage speaks of the heart,
当我哋讲到勇气，勇气讲到我哋嘅心灵。
And compliance speaks of the will.
这个信服系讲到我哋嘅意志。
Contemplation speaks of the mind.
这个思想系讲到我哋嘅意念。
This is the control center that
affects,
and it affects everything else.
影响到任何事。
Now I would have you see two things about our contemplation on the word.
我哋要嚟睇睇呢个思想呢件事里边有两点。
First of all, it is the focus of our contemplation.
第一就系讲到我哋呢个思想嘅焦点喺边度。
It says this book of the law.
你讲到律法书。
In other words, the scripture.
呢个就系讲到圣经。
God knew that the people would need to be continually filled with His perspective.
神知道我哋人必须要不停咁样有佢嘅心思意念喺我哋心里边。
Now we live in a world that is putting all kinds of stuff into our heads.
我哋而家生活中嘅世界系充满有唔同嘅事。
24/7，
每日24小时，一个星期七日。
We have access.
我哋能够得到进入
to anything and everything.
去任何事，任何嘅位，一个事物。
The world my children are raised in，
我哋嘅儿女就系咁样嚟嘅。
Is very different than the world that I was raised in。
我哋现在嘅儿女点样去成长，同我哋识嘅成长方法系完全唔一样。
When I missed a television program，
当我哋睇电视节目
，I had to wait till summer to see it again。
我哋要
，I had to wait till the summer。
我哋要去到夏天先嚟再。
If I was going to see it again，
如果我再想去睇。
But the world has changed.
但呢个世界改变咗。
We are constantly being bombarded with information.
我哋系俾个资讯不断咁样嚟冲击我哋。
And the world is putting into us its value system.
我哋就系呢个世界将我哋摆落一个价值观里边。
All the time.
常时常都系。
Never stops.
永远唔会停止。
We more than ever.
我哋经常都系咁样。
Need God's perspective.
我哋经常都需要神嘅睇法喺我哋心里边。
God's word.
神嘅言语。
God's mind and God's instructions for us.
神嘅意念、神嘅指示喺我哋嘅身上。
You want to live a successful life?
你想生活一个成功嘅生命。
He's telling us how.
圣经话俾我听你点样做。
But we must be in His word.
但我哋必须要喺佢话语当中。
Many years ago, when the computer was first coming out,
好多好多年前，当电脑初初被发明嘅时候
，there was a basic principle that we learned in class.
我哋喺个上堂时，我学咗一个基本嘅原则。
And the principle was
个原则就系
GI equals
等于
GO garbage in.Garbage out.
当你放垃圾里俾佢里边嘅时咧，你得到都系垃圾。
The computer will only give you.
电脑只会俾你。
What programming has been entered?
有咩电脑程式放入去，电脑会俾啲乜嘢你
？Have you ever tried entering a password incorrectly?
我谂你试过曾经试过打错咗个密码。
And I only miss one letter.
虽然我只系 miss 咗错过咗一个字母。
What comes on the screen?
电脑里边个网荧幕上边
，error
就话你系做错咗啦。
I can't access the information I need。
咁我就入唔到我所需要嘅资料里边。
So I try again。
所以我需要再做一次。
The information we need is here。
我们需要的资讯就在圣经里面。
And our minds
我们的思想
must be continually filled with it.
我们的思想必须要不停地有圣经的话在里面。
If we're to live the life God wants us to live.
如果我们是想活得好像神所我们所生的方法一样。
It is fundamental to your success.
这个是你成功的基本之道。
Are you in the Word?
你是不是在神的话语里面呢？
I encourage you to make only one resolution this year.
如果你今年只是做一个新年的决定的话，
Do my Chinese brothers and sisters make resolutions?
Sorry.
Do the Chinese brothers and sisters make New Year's resolutions?
I do. I don't know.
I don't know. I want to ask. Do you make New Year's resolutions? Or just only a Canadian thing? We all do, right?
弟兄姊妹中國人的弟兄姊妹，新年時你會不會有新年的志願呢？
Yeah, we all make resolutions to do this better now.
如果有的話就做好一點。
If you only make one resolution, make this one.
如果是要做一個的話，就做這個。
I will spend a little piece of every day.
我每天都會用一些時間。
Putting good stuff into my head.
將一些好的東西放在我腦裡面。
Putting in God's word.
我們讀神的話語。
Because I want to be successful.
因為我想成功。
Maybe I want to add to that some good Christian books.
我哋或者想读或者我睇一个好嘅一啲基督教书。
There's good messages on radio.
有时我哋睇到喺心机里边听到好嘅信息。
Online
或者上网。
In every language.
喺唔同嘅言语。
Good things.
呢啲都系好嘅嘢。
But they should not replace the best thing.
但系无论点好都唔可以代替圣经。
Focus of our contemplation, the Scripture.
我哋嘅焦點就係要思想經常思想聖經。
Secondly, is the frequency of our contemplation.
第二點就係講到我哋去思想，我哋要幾做多幾多咧？
It says you shall meditate on it day and night.
佢講到你要晝夜思想，日日日每日經常要思想。
So does that mean I go to sleep with as a pillow?
是不是代表我们用圣经来做我们的枕头呢？
That's not the point.
这个不是那个焦点。
The word therefore contemplate or meditate.
这个思想或者默想这个字。
Is literally the word in the Hebrew meaning to mutter.
在这个希伯来文里面讲的就是等于暗暗沉沉的意思。
That word is used in Psalm 1 verse 2.
在这个诗篇的第一篇的第二节。
Talks about the blessed man.
讲到一个神所喜悦的人
who meditates on the word,
为喜爱耶和华的人呢，律法昼夜思想。
The word literally means to mutter.
这个思想就意思就是要喃喃自语。I hear.
We do that in our head. We're always thinking about the scripture. We're rehearsing it. Did we lose it?We're always rehearsing it.
我哋经常都会听到
，like a cow chewing the cud.
好似啲牛嚼草一样。
We take the scriptures and we're meditating upon them.
我哋听到睇个神嘅话之后，然后系昼夜思想。
Saint Augustine said
呢个奥古斯丁系咁讲嘅。
On his law, he chatters day and night.
我哋当将神嘅律法昼夜去谈论。
Sometimes my family thinks I'm crazy.
有时我屋企人觉得以为我系发神经嘅。
I like to talk to myself.
我经常自己同自己讲嘢。
Now I see that on the street, and people are on the phone. You don't know that they're not crazy.
有时你喺街上都见到有啲人，不过系同阿电话讲啫。但你唔觉得佢系神经嘅
？But I mutter a lot. I'm always talking.
我自己会经常自己同自己讲嘢。
That's the idea. We're supposed to always be mentally rehearsing the word.
我系喺思想上经常去读神嘅话语，背读背诵神嘅话语。
Romans 12:2 says that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
罗马书十二章二节话，我哋让神透过更新我哋嘅思想嚟改变我哋。
The world pollutes.
呢个世界会污染我哋。
But the word purifies.
神会净化我哋。
And so again, I would encourage you above all.
我会即系鼓励你哋冇咩位。
To have this word as a part of your daily routine in 2017.
用以圣经作为你在2017年的你每日必须要做的事
contemplate it
去思想它
which will then will give us the courage that we need.
透過咁樣，佢會提供我哋嘅勇氣。
The understanding that we need.
因為佢咁樣，我哋明白到我哋自己嘅需要。
To live an obedient life.
我哋會過一個服從信服神嘅生活。
As we understand who God is.
同埋明白神係邊一位，任何邊一位嘅神。
And what He can do through us.
同埋佢可以為我哋做到乜嘢。
Above all.
最後。
I wish for you in 2017.
我希望每位弟兄姊妹
much success.
你哋都要喺2017年成功。
But there's one person who wants you to be more successful than I do.
但有一個人比我哋更希望更成功嘅。
God does.
神啊神。
And as we want our children to be successful.
我哋希望我哋兒女成功。
So He wants you to be successful.
同樣神都希望我哋能夠成功。
And He says, here's how.
佢話俾我聽，你可以透過睇聖經就可以啦。
I've given you the formula.
我已經俾一個方程式你。
Come and walk with me, and let's see what we can do together.
同與我同行，所以我能夠可以話俾聽，我可以為你做啲乜嘢。
There's no more exciting way to live.
呢個除咗呢樣，冇一個其他更一個興奮嘅事。
Would you join me this year?
希望你今年與我一齊。
On this exciting walk of success.
喺一個與神一過一個同行。嗰個興奮，走一個成功嘅生命。
Let's pray together.
讓我哋一齊嚟禱告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋多謝你賜俾我哋嘅話語。
And for your care for your people.
為到你對我哋嘅愛，因為我哋屬於你嘅。
That you love us.
你愛我哋。
That you want us to be successful.
你希望我哋能夠成功。
Not in the world way the world understands.
唔係以世界嘅方法嚟成功。
But from your vantage.
是用你的方法，是你的看法。
That we would be spiritually successful.
我们在属灵上来成功。
Living the life you want us to live.
我们过一个讨你喜悦的生命。
May we follow the pattern given to Joshua.
我们愿意透过，我愿意跟随好像约书亚的方式。
That we would be people of courage.
我们是一个刚强胆壮的人。
That we'd be people of contemplation.
我哋係一個晝夜思想嘅人。
And that we'd be people of obedience.
我哋一個信服嘅人。
As we live the life you have given for us to live.
係我哋過一個從你而嚟得到嘅生命嚟過活。
We give you 2017.
我哋將2017年呈獻俾你。
And we thank you that you are on the throne.
我哋多謝你，因為你喺寶座之上。
And you want to have your will accomplished in this year.
你希望你嘅旨意得到成就。
May that be true in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name.
愿呢个事喺我哋透过我哋嘅身上嚟成就。我哋咁嘅祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Amen.